Rabbi Yisai, welcome to the first shiur of Hilchas Nida. So by way of introduction to the halachas of Hilchas Nida, we have to understand that there's different types of tumah that an isha can become through emissions of dam. So emissions of dam can create different categories of tumah. Now the Torah splits it up into two categories. The first category is the category which is what we all know, tumas nida. Now, tumas nida minoraisa actually is a little different than probably what we understood up until now. The Torah, and this is in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Metzora, Perek Tesvav, starting with Pasuk Yud Tes. That's where the Torah tells us about the tumah of tumas nida. And the halacha is like this. An isha that becomes tameh with tumas nida, she has an emission of dam. She is going to be tameh for 7 days. It doesn't matter if she only has an emission of dam on the first day and then completely stops, or if she has an emission for all 7 days straight, still after that 7 days, she can be tovel in a mikvah and she is going to be tahar from her tumas nida. That is the halacha of a nida. Now, there's an important idea which is discussed right away when we're talking about the Hilchas Nida, and that is that it could be that there's certain dam that will look like blood, it will smell like blood, but it is not considered what we call dam tameh. There's something called dam tahar, and there's something called dam tameh. So the only type of dam that is going to make an isha tameh nida is if it's dam tameh. So if she has an emission, for example, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days of all dam tahar, it's all considered tahar dam, and then on day four she has an emission of dam tameh, then her nida cycle will only begin by day four. So again, if she saw day one, day two, day three dam tahar, then on day four she actually sees dam tameh, then her nida cycle will begin on day four, which would mean that she's going to be tameh 7 days beginning from the fourth day of her emission. So back in the times of the Gemara, it was very important to know whether the emission that she had was dam tahar or whether it was dam tameh. Now today, we don't differentiate between the two, but it's important to understand that that was the basics of understanding whether an isha is going to become tameh nida or not is going to depend on whether she actually had an emission of dam tameh. Now, let's say she had an emission of dam tameh, then like we said previously, the first 7 days from that first emission of dam tameh, she's going to be tameh. So for example, let's say it's Sunday. That's her emission of dam tameh. She's going to be tameh through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And then she can go to the mikvah Matzei Shabbos and she can become tar. She does not have to wait any days. She can even be having emissions of dam on Shabbos itself. And then she stops on Shabbos. She can go ahead and go to the mikvah Matzei Shabbos and she'll be considered tahar from tumas nida. That is the parsha, that is the dinim of the araisa of a nida. Now, then we get into another parsha. The next parsha that the Torah discusses is the parsha of Zava. Where this is in Perek Tes Vav, and it begins on Pasuk Chaf Hei. And that's the parsha of Zava. Now, a zava has two different parts to a zava. There is what we call a zava ketana, a regular zava, and then there is something that we call a zava gedoila. So a zava ketana, let's go with that first. A zava ketana is an isha that has an emission of dam, and that emission of dam is for 1 day. Now, the period of time that she's having that emission of dam is not during the period of time which she is a nida. And we will be discussing how to know the difference between when she is a nida and when she is a zava, which period of time she would be considered a zava and which period of time she's going to be considered a nida. We'll get to that, Meretz Hashem, a little bit later. But let's just concentrate on, let's assume that she is now in the days which she could become a zava. So if she has an emission of dam for 1 day, then the halacha is that she's considered a zava ketana, and then the halacha for her is that she just has to be shemeres yoim keneged yoim. That's her status, which means that she has to watch 1 day where she's going to be considered tahar, make sure that 1 day she is not having any emissions of dam, which is the following day. And if she does not have any emissions of dam, like of course it starts from the night before, but if she does not have any emission of dam beginning the night before going into the next day, then she can go to the mikveh and she can become tahar. Now, the halacha is actually that she can even go to the mikveh that next day in the morning. So this is where we utilize a concept that we've most likely have heard before, mikzas yom kekuloi, that all, even if part of the day she is tahar, we consider it as if the entire day has passed and therefore she's considered tahar. But this is going to have some ramifications. So again, she has an emission of dam on one day, she's considered a zava ketana. The next, that following night, she makes sure that she doesn't have any emissions of dam. The next morning, she wakes up in the morning, she is still clean. She can right away go to the mikveh, and she is considered tahar. But she is still not allowed to have relations with her husband, and she's also not allowed to touch truma. Now, why is that? We just explained the concept of mikzas yom kekuloi. If she has part of the day which she is watching and that she is clean, so then that can see, that should be considered that the entire day if she is clean, so she should be considered tahar. So why can't she be with her husband and why can't she touch truma? And the answer is that what would happen if she was with her husband, they were together, or she touched truma, and then later in the day she has an emission of dam. So then the halacha is like this. Even though we say mikzas yom kekuloi, and the entire day is really considered that as long as I have a little bit of the day that she is tahar, she should be considered tahar for the whole day, but that's only if she continues the rest of the day b'tahara. But if she gets if she has an emission later on in the day, then what we say is that really it is revealing that the entire time she was really not tahar. And she was really tameh the entire time. So she's in this interesting state of tahara. It's a quasi state of tahara. She's really min hadin tahar as long as she doesn't have an emission of dam. But if she were to be with her husband and then later on in the day she would become tameh, then it would be lemafreya. It would be even from going back, it would be considered that she was tameh, and then it would be considered that she was with her husband when she was tameh, or when she touched the truma, she was metameh the truma. So that's the halacha of a shemeres yom keneged yom. Now, if she does not have any emissions throughout the rest of the day, and it turns night, then she's completely tahar, and even if she has an emission later, it does not work backwards against her. So again, very clearly, if she has an emission of dam for one day during the Yemei Ziva, and then that night she makes sure that she's clean, the next morning she's clean, she's considered tar, and if she wants, she can go to the mikveh right away in the morning, and she's going to be tahar. But she's only going to be quasi-tahar, because she should still not be with her husband and touch truma, because if later it turns out that she gets an emission and she becomes tameh, then it'll work backwards against her. If the entire next day she's completely tahar, and the nightfall comes, then even if she sees dam later, it's not going to work backwards against her. So that's the halacha of what we call a zava ketana. Now, we said if she saw dam for one day, what happens if she saw dam for 2 days in the Yemei Ziva? So let's say it's Sunday, so she sees Sunday, she has an emission of dam on Sunday, then she has an emission of dam on Monday, then the halacha remains the same, and she's still considered a shemeres yoim keneged yoim, and the same, everything that applies that we just explained, where if she would have had an emission for one day, the same thing would apply for 2 days. So if let's say she sees she has an emission Sunday and Monday, then Monday night she makes sure that she's tahar, she can go to the mikvah Tuesday morning, and then she's going to be in that quasi-tahara state. That is the halacha of a zava ketana. Now, what happens if she sees 3 days in a row? So she has an emission of dam, and when I say sees, this is just the way that sometimes the lingo comes out, that sees is just another way of saying that she has an emission of dam. So I may not always say emission of dam, I may say that she sees on one day. She means that she actually has to see the dam coming out. It's just another way that the place can refer to her status of emitting dam. So let's say she has an emission of dam for 3 days in a row, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Now she goes into another category called a Zava Gedoyla, that she saw 3 days in a row during the Yemei Ziva, again, during the time period where she would not be considered the Nida if she has an emission of Dam, but she would be considered a Zava or Zava Gedoyla. So if she has an emission of Dam for 3 days in a row during the Yemei Ziva, then she becomes a Zava Gedoyla. The halachas of a Zava Gedoyla are very different than the halachas of a Zava Ketana, meaning that she does not have the status of a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom anymore. She can't just watch on Wednesday. Let's say it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She cannot just watch on Wednesday and make sure that she's Tahar, and then she's going to be Tahar already Wednesday night for all purposes. That's not the way it works. She actually has to wait 7 clean days. This is what we call the Zion Nikim. She has to have 7 clean days in order to regain her Tahara status. That is the halacha of a Zava Gedoyla. Now, here's the million-dollar question. The million-dollar question is, how do we know whether she is in the Yemei Ziva or if she is in the Yemei Nida? So we said it's very important. It's a very important distinction because we have to know whether she has the halachas of a Nida. And again, the halacha of Nida is that she's going to be tummy for 7 straight days, regardless of whether she has any emissions of Dam. She does not have to wait any clean days. That has nothing to do with Nida. And with Zava, especially Zava Gedoyla, she'd have to wait 7 clean days. So we have to know, when is she considered a Nida if she has an emission of Dam? And when is she considered a Zava or Zava Gedoyla when she has an emission of Dam? So how do we determine when she's in the Yemei Nida and when she's in the Yemei Ziva? So I'm first going to tell you the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is such a major Chiddush, and so many of the Mefarshim have a problem with this Rambam. There's been a lot of ink that has been spilled about this Rambam because it's such a shver concept. But the Rambam's the Rambam, and he has the right to say what he says. So the Rambam says like this: when does Yemei Nida start? The Yemei Nida starts the first time that an Isha gets her period. The first time that she gets her period is when the Yemei Nida begin. And the Yemei Nida, how long do they last? They last 7 days. And says the Rambam a very interesting thing. It doesn't matter from then on whether she actually sees or has an emission of Dam during what we call the Yemei Nida. So according to the Rambam, the first time that she gets her period, she is considered a Nida, and that's when her Yemei Nida begin. And it lasts for 7 days. Immediately after the 7 days begins what we call Yemei Ziva. And that Yemei Ziva lasts for 11 days. So it's 7 days for Yemei Nida. Right after Yemei Nida begins the 11-day period of Yemei Ziva. And then immediately after that Yemei Ziva, immediately after the 18th day, the 19th day begins again Yemei Nida. So when that 19th day begins Yemei Nida, it doesn't matter whether she has an emission of Dam or not. Even if she's completely clean from day 19, 20, 21, 22, it doesn't matter. She's considered in the Yemei Nida, and once she's in the Yemei Nida, when she has an emission, then we know that she's a Nida. But when she does not have an emission, then she's still considered in the Yemei Nida, even though she's not considered a Nida. Now what happens if those 7 days passes without her getting any sort of emission? Then she enters automatically into the Yemei Ziva right after those 7 days. And this is how it continues for the rest of a lady's life. So you have to be very careful. According to the Rambam, you have to know the first time that an Isha gets her period, she's got to mark it down. Because for the rest of her life, it's going to be dependent on whether she's going to be in Yemei Nida or Yemei Ziva. It's going to depend on when her first period was. And if her first period started on a certain day, then you got to count 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11, and mark it off for the rest of her life. And that way she'll always know when she has an emission of Dam whether she is going to be considered a Nida or whether she's going to be considered a Zava. That is the Rambam Shita. Now, a big kasha on the Rambam is, and this is going to borrow a concept which we're going to be learning later, but it's such an important kasha. There's a lot of kashas on the Rambam. There's a whole list of kashas on the Rambam, and a lot of different people want to come to the Rambam's aid and explain and provide exceptions and what did the Rambam really mean by what he said. But this is one of the basic kashas on the Rambam. And the halacha goes like this, that the halacha is that an isha cannot be kaiveya a vest, which we're going to get to later in some kuf pei test, but in order for an isha to be kaiveya a vest, she has to have three rias on the same day, like we all know. But there is an important caveat that the Gemara talks about, that it says that you can only become a nida and be kaveya a vest for a nida if it's not during the Yemei Ziva. That's the only time that it's possible. If it's not during the Yemei Ziva, that's the only time that an isha can be kaveya a vest. Meaning that she can, if she sees 3 days in a row, that will be considered her vest. It'll be a vest kavua. And I know I'm saying concepts which we're going to get to later, but maybe some of us can pull from our knowledge that we have previously to understand this kasha. So in order for an isha to be kaveya vest, she has to see 3 days in a row. I'm sorry, three times on the same day, right? So now the problem is that according to the Gemara, you can only be kaveya vest if it's not the Yemei Ziva. Now, according to the Rambam, this is going to be very, very difficult. Because let's say Nisha sees every 30 days. So maybe the first time she'll be in the Yemei Nida. But later, if you do the Cheshbon, she's not going to be always in the Yemei Nida. There are going to be certain times that she's going to be in the Yemei Ziva, and it's practically impossible for her to be kaveya vest ever. So how is it ever possible, according to the Rambam, to be kaveya vest in the Yemei Ziva? Because, like, remember, the Yemei Ziva continues, the Yemei Nida, the Yemei Ziva continues, regardless whether she has had an emission of Dam or not. So it's going to come out that one of her rias are going to be on the Yemei Ziva. So this is one of the kashas. The Chavos Das asks this kasha, and the Chavos Das gives a teretz, and he says that the Rambam never meant according to this Gemara, this is the way the Rambam understands the Gemara. The Gemara never meant that she can never be kaveya vest in Yemei Ziva. Of course, an isha could be kaveya vest in Yemei Ziva, provided that she did not have any rias 18 days before this ria. So it is still possible, according to the Rambam, for an isha to be kaveya vest during the Yemei Ziva, provided that she did not see 18 days before. Which means that he learns the Gemara, that when the Gemara says she cannot be kaveya vest Yemei Ziva, that means only when she had a Riyah before that. Meaning if she had a Riyah during the Yemei Nida, and then she has a Riyah in Yemei Ziva, that Riyah in Yemei Ziva cannot count towards a Vest Kavua. But if she did not have any Riyah for 18 days, and now it's just in the Yemei Ziva, then the Gemara would agree that she could be Kaveya Vest. And that's how the Rambam is going to learn how an Isha could be Kaveya Vest, even with his Cheshbon of always going 7 and 11, 7 and 11, 7 and 11 for the rest of an Isha's life. That is the Rambam Shita. Now, most Paiskim disagree with the Rambam, and they say that's of course not the way to make the Cheshbon of whether an Isha has whether an Isha is going to be emitting Dam during the Yemei Nida or the Yemei Ziva. When is it? So the Rav Paiskim say like this. The way it works is, we do go according to what her first Ria was. So whatever her first Ria is, that is going to be considered her Yemei Nida. But Yemei Ziva only follow Yemei Nida. So it doesn't always continue in perpetuity whether she has emissions or Dam or not. The Yemei Ziva, according to the other Paiskim, can only follow Yemei Nida. And this is going to also lead into the next distinction between the Rambam and the other Paiskim. Yemei Nida, like we said, is the first 7 days. The first 7 days that an Isha has an emission of Dam, the first time she has an emission of Dam, then that first 7 days she's going to be Yemei Nida. After the 7 days, like we said, she can be Tayv on the Mikvah, and she's going to be Tar. The next 11 days are considered Yemei Ziva. If she sees Dam, then she's going to be either a Zava Ketana or a Zava Gedayla, like we discussed. But what happens if she doesn't have any emissions of Dam? So let's say she's had her first emission of Dam, she's a Nida for 7 days, and then she's clean. And she's clean for longer than 11 days. She's clean for 12 days, 13 days, 14 days, and then all of a sudden, 20 days later, she gets a Riyah. That Riyah that she gets is always going to be Yemei Nida. It's always going to start the cycle again. So that's how the most of the place can learn that disagree with the Rambam. They learn that again, the first time she sees, she's going to be a Tamei Nida for 7 days. Then she's going to be in an 11-day period of time, which is Yemei Ziva. If she has a Riya of Dam, then she's going to be a Zavak Tan or Zavak Daila. If she does not have a Riya, it doesn't automatically start again. It only starts once she has another Riya. If she has another emission of Dam, the next time, whether it's 20 days later or 30 days later, it doesn't matter. You don't have to cheshbon anything. It's the next time that she has a Riya, if it's out of that 11-day period, it's further along, then she will restart her Yemei Nida. That is one major difference between the Rambam and the other Paiskim. But there's also another difference. And the difference is the following. Let's say an Isha becomes a Nida. She becomes a Nida, so the first 7 days she's Tamei Nida. And then during the Yemei Ziva, let's say day 8, 9, and 10, she has the emissions of Dam, and she becomes a Zava Gedoyla. So we explain that when she becomes a Zava Gedoyla, she has to wait Zayin Nekiyim, right? So now what happens with the Zayin Nekiyim? Are the Zayin Nekiyim considered part of the Yemei Ziva? What do we do with the Zayin Nekiyim? Let's say she has an emission during the Zayin Nekiyim. What happens with that? So this is the way the most Paiskim can learn. Most Paiskim can learn that as long as she is not Tahar from her Yemei Ziva, she is still considered in the Yemei Ziva. So if she sees 8, 9, and 10, and then she has Zayin Nekiyim, she's never going to start again Yemei Nida if during that Zayin Nekiyim she has a Riyah of Dam. So if during that Zayin Nekiyim, even though let's say it's day 28 from her, the time that she first got her first Riyah of Nida. So we waited, she got her 7, now in 11, she had 8, 9, and 10, she had a Riyah, and now she's waiting Zayin Nekiyim, and then she has a Riyah of Dam, and during the Zayin Nekiyim, she's still considered in Yemei Ziva, and until she gets Tahar from her Yemei Ziva, her Yemei Nida do not start again. So again, the two distinctions between the Rambam and the other Shitas are, number one is that once she's out of the Yemei Ziva, then it doesn't matter whenever the next time she gets her period is going to be considered Yemei Nida. And number two is that during the Yemei Ziva, if she has 3 days where she becomes a Zava Gedayla and she's trying to get clean from that Zava Gedayla and she's going Zayin Nekiyim much further than the 11 days, she again is going to be considered in the Yemei Ziva until she becomes clean. Once she becomes clean and then she has the next Riyah will be starting her Nida's cycle again. And that will be considered the Yemei Nida. So that is what most Pais can hold. Now, comes Rebbe, and Rebbe makes a takana. Rebbe makes a takana the following. He says, look, we're not such experts. We don't know the difference between Dam Tahar and Dam Tameh like we explained, right? And Nida is only a Nida if she has Dam Tameh. So it has to be that this Dam is Dam Tameh. If it's Dam Tahar, she's not Tameh. And there used to be that there was 5 different shades of colors, which were Dam Tameh, and every shades of red, and every other shade of red even, was not considered Tameh, it was considered Dam Tahar. So it could be she has emissions, and it looks like blood, and it looks like this should be Tameh, but it's actually Tahar. So now, we aren't such experts that we know the difference between Dam Tameh or Dam Tahar. We don't always know the difference. So therefore, what Rebbe said is that we have to be machmer. And what's going to happen is that every time that an Isha has an emission of Dam, you have to assume that maybe all of this emissions of Dam is really Dam Tahar. And only the last emission is Dam Tameh. So let's say, again, here's the situation. Let's say an Isha sees Dam she has an emission of Dam on Sunday. Right? So she'll think, okay, I know the halacha. I got to wait Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and then we're going to be good. Go to the mikvah. No, but here's the problem. Maybe Sunday was Dam Tahar. And now let's say you saw she has the mission of Dam Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And it could be that Sunday and Monday's Dam was Dam Tahar. And Tuesday's is really Dam Tameh. So really her Yemei Nida didn't start till Tuesday, which means that she has to wait Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday before she goes to the mikvah. Now she's going to think that she's Tahar already Matzei Shabbos, and really she's an actual Nida, which is a real Isser Kares, then she can't be with her husband. So because of this problem, Rebbe said we have to be machmer, and we have to assume that the last day that she is going to see them is going to be considered her, the Yemei Nida, just the last day that she sees them, and then she automatically is going to have to wait 7 days from the last time that she saw them. That was Rebbe's takana. But then comes Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira says, you know what, let's just make this very simple. We're going to make this very simple for everybody. We're not going to make any distinctions between Nida or Zava Ktana, Zava Gedola. We're not going to make any of these distinctions. We're going to have one clear halacha, and that way we're going to avoid all confusion. And the halacha is that even on a drop of dam, and Isha has an emission of one drop of dam, not 3 days of Zava Gedola, and not have to worry about so many emissions of dam by Nida, dam Torah, dam Tameh. Any time that an Isha has one drop of dam that she emits, she has to wait Zayin Nikim as though she is a Zava Gedola. And if you do that, then guess what? You're always going to be certain that you're never going to be a Nida, because you're always waiting at least 7 days from your last Riyah. And you're never going to be a Zava Gedola because you're always, again, waiting 7 days. So therefore, really, with Reb Zeira's takana that he said that all B'nai Yisrael, all of B'nai Yisrael took on this chumrah to always wait Zayin Nikim, even by one drop of dam, you're avoiding all problems. Now, there is a Ran, that the Ran says that part of the reason of this, part of the reason is that the one of the things that Reb Zeira was trying to avoid is that sometimes an Isha will have one drop of dam, she'll have to wait Zayin Nikim. That is true. Then that will happen, for example, if an Isha gets one drop of dam during the Zayin Nikim. If an Isha gets a dam during the Zayin Nikim, she has to wait a whole another 7 days. Now, if we're going to differentiate that case and any other case and say, well, if it's not during the Zayin Nikim, then you don't have to wait 7 Nikim, and we're going to mix everybody up. So with this Ran, it also just a little helps to understand why this takana came around, this chumra came around, that therefore, all across the board, it doesn't matter if she has any sort of riyah of dam, any sort of emission of dam, doesn't matter how much, doesn't matter how little, she's going to have to wait Zayin Nikim. Now, if that's the case, here's the big kasha. Why do we just waste all this time? And of course, everything's Tyra, and you know, even Tyra that's not so Negeya is still Tyra. But why do we talk about all this Zava Gedola, Zava Ktana, Midaraisa from the Tyra? This is all not Negeya anyway. Mizmanazeh, just say one halacha this year would have been 30 seconds. And Isha that has a drop of dam, she has to wait Zayin Nikim, and then we're done with the whole shir. So we're not the only ones that were bothered by this, because it seems that some of the, even the more recent Paiskim, felt that they have to discuss this issue. So for example, if you saw the first, the Shachans of Katan Dalid, the Shachans of Katan Dalid brings from the Lavush, that Lavush says that even though that this is not Noihig Bizman Hazeh, he says, still I was Mayrich in this Simon to go through all the different things of Zavak Dalla, Zavak Tana, ki hu mekarvi yisoid, sha'alav nivnu kol dine nida hanuagim bizman hazeh. Since this is the yisoid that everything is built on, how can you just gloss over it? How can you just say, let's just skip the whole Zavak Dalla, Zavak Tana, let's not get busy with these cheshbainas, 7, 11, Rambam, other shitas, how do we cheshbin, and when is it nida, when is it meziva, what do we need this all for? No, because this is what it's all built on. The Aruch HaShulchan also has a beautiful lashon. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Mem Beis, he says also Chol Dinam Elu Einam Noyagim Bizman Hazeh. These are all not Negeya Bizman Hazeh. And he says at the end V'im Kol Zeh. Be Arnu, and by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan, this is on Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, and Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, hey, you know how many Simen Kuf Pei Gimels you all probably already saw? It has one Sif. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan has 68 Sifim. Usually you don't find such a disparity between how many Sifim the Aruch HaShulchan has. He always has some more, but not one Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, and 68 Sifim in, and most of it is devoted to these sugyas of Zavak Tana, Zavak Doyle. And he says himself, he said, you're going to be wondering, what am I wasting all my time on this for? But he says, Im kol zebi arnu hadina mishum yagdol toira v'yader lahavin pischei nida v'ziva kefi ikrei dina yatoira. This is very important. So this is the fundamentals. This is the basics. This is the foundation from which all Hilchas Nida comes out from. And that's why it was important to go through the different halachas of Zava, Zavak Tana, Zavak Daila, and Nida, and all the Cheshbonos, even though that la halacha l'maisa, it's not really going to make such a big difference, but it's still important to see.